Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, June the 15th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. Halfway through the month of June, 6 days until the first day of summer. How about that? And boy, do we have a lot to talk about here this morning on the show. Now, I want to start off by yesterday thanking everybody who called in hour number one and hour number two. Virtually, the whole program yesterday was taken up by calls from you, the listeners. And that's what I love. I love to talk to you guys about what's going on in the world because I think your opinions are as important or usually far more important than what I have to say. And we had a caller call in yesterday and talk about a scam that she had been through for $500 here in town. And hopefully she'll be able to get her money back. But then we had another caller call in. And say that she was reading up on scams and things of that nature. And it was just great to hear from everybody yesterday, and I really did appreciate that. And I appreciate people sharing their personal stories because I do believe they help other people. So I thank everybody who called in yesterday, and hopefully we can keep it going this morning here on the show. Comment on anything you would like to comment and comment on. And by the way, watch out for those scams. Just like we talked about yesterday, if anything has to do with a gift card, don't do it. And if anybody on the phone ever tells you to lie to anybody, don't do it. And if our caller is out there, if you get back your $500, give us an update because we definitely want to know what's going on with your case. That's why we do this show, to hopefully help the listeners. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there is anything you would like to talk about, the phone lines are always wide open here in the morning. Now, I hate to start off on such a dramatic note this morning, but there's a good chance I might be dead within the next couple days. Now, you're saying, now why would Scott be dead? He sounds like a million bucks on the radio. How is it that he would be dead in just a couple days? Well, let me tell you what happened. The other day, I saw a news report where COVID and this other respiratory illness, RSV, and the flu are going around at tremendous levels right now, the highest in quite some time. And this morning, I went through the line at McDonald's, and I went to pay for my large diet soda. And the woman who does this, who takes my money and gives me the receipt, she was hacking and coughing and sounded hoarse. And I see her every morning, just about every morning, because it's the same woman working that window. So honest to goodness, you know, these are airborne illnesses, and I certainly was in the vicinity of her air. So when I handed her the money, you know, we were both touching the money, I would imagine, at the same time, and the receipt as well. So if I turn up dead in the next few days, I'm just letting you know, this is on tape, this is what has happened. I got some kind of airborne illness from the McDonald's. Because, see, here's the thing. When you're in food service, I understand nobody likes to call off these days. I understand that you don't want to not go into work and not get paid. But when you work with food, you really, even though I did not get any food this morning, when you work with food, you really should not be coming in hacking and coughing and hoarse. See, I just think that's bad news. I think that's trouble. I think that's off-putting to the customer. I think that makes you think that death is right around the corner. So, in any event, that's how my morning started. So, as I say, if I turn up dead in the next few days, you now know why. It happened at McDonald's this morning. Well, I don't know if it was on the news this morning because I did not get a chance to listen, but I do want to let people know, very interestingly, the damage that was done to McKinley Park, apparently in which they caught the merry-go-round on fire, really did some serious damage over in McKinley Park. Was it Sunday? A week ago Sunday, something like that. Has now led to the FOP here in Marion, the Fraternal Order of Police, putting up a $2,500 reward. $2,500 reward for any information returning or leading to the, leading to the arrest of the people who did this. Now, I don't know if this will help. You know, we've had our own little rewards here at the station, $1,000 in the beginning for the return of Harding's dog collar. And then at one point that went up to $5,000. Never did hear anything about Harding's dog collar. You know, one day I think we're going to hear something about that. And I think it will have in great part to do because of the reward that we offered. Because I think it got people talking about it again 11 years later. And I do think at some point we're going to find that dog collar. But I don't know if this $2,500 will work in finding out any information on who did the damage to McKinley Park, the playground. I don't know. I hope it leads to something because that's just a horrible thing. I mean, why would you light something on fire? I mean, is it fun? Were you trying to burn the playground down? I don't even know how these things happen. Because I assume they happen at night. Because if you were lighting a playground on fire during the day, don't you think somebody would see that? I don't know. But there's a $2,500 reward, and hopefully that will lead to some information on the people who did this over at McKinley Park. Just call the police station, and I'm sure they will give you information on how to claim that reward if you do have any information on who did the damage to McKinley Park. Well, my garden seems to be doing okay. I think it's coming along okay. I think we're going to have thunderstorms later on today, so that will give the garden a good drink today. Have my three groups of tomatoes out there and my celery. So I'm interested to see how this progresses as we end spring here and head into summer. I enjoy gardening. As I said, there are two things I'm going to go into when I leave this radio program. Number one is gardening, and number two is possibly cooking. Because I told you yesterday about the sirloin and the potato concoction that I made up that went over very big, by the way, on Monday night for me and the person that I was with. So maybe it'll be a combination, a chef gardener. Because really in Ohio, you don't have to garden all year long. So maybe in the summer, I'll be a gardener, and then in the winter, I'll be a chef. I think it's a nice career path for me. All right. What else is on the agenda here this morning to talk about? Okay, we talked about the scammers yesterday. I have to thank Mary Ellen Withrow. Last night, we were doing a television taping at the studio, and wanted to do some stuff on all the current events. Of course, the indictment of President Trump and the arraignment and the presidential elections and things coming up like that. And nobody better to have on to talk about that stuff than Mary Ellen Withrow. And I got in touch with her very late last night. We did the taping about 6:30. And I got in touch with her, and she said she'd be right over. And she came over, and we had one of the best conversations I have ever had on radio or television with Mary Ellen last night. We had a tremendous amount of fun. Didn't leave the studio till rather late last night. And I just have to thank her for that, that she's just the best. You know, no matter how you feel politically, Marion should be very proud and honored that we have Mary Ellen Withrow here, because she is a treasure. She had the right job as treasurer of the United States, because she is absolutely a treasure. And I'll tell you, she has always been there for me. If she can make something, she does. And last night was a good example of it, coming on very short notice. She is a friend who, and I've been friends with Mary Ellen for a long time now, and she's always there for you. And isn't that what you really want in a friend? Somebody who is always there for you. And Mary Ellen always is and always has been, long term. You know, you get these short term friends who they show up for a little while and then they disappear. And that's okay. I mean, that happens. But Mary Ellen has always been in it for the long term, and I can't thank her enough, because she does add to everything that we do around here. So thank you, Mary Ellen Withrow, for coming in on short notice last night and really giving us a good program, which will be out via the internet, via YouTube, in the next few days. Now, we didn't talk much about this yesterday, but I know a lot of people watch The Wheel of Fortune. And we learned that Pat Sajak will be retiring after 41 years as host of Wheel of Fortune. Now, I believe this will happen next spring. It will happen next May. He's going to do one more year, starting in September. But Pat Sajak will retire as host of Wheel of Fortune after 41 years. Now, here's what I'm thinking about this. How hard can it be to do what he does? The show is about 23 minutes, and all he does is sit there and go, do you want to buy a vowel? Do you want a letter H? Vanna? Letter H? Vanna? Q? Do you want to solve for the puzzle? See, I don't think this is all this difficult, and I don't know why Pat Sajak is leaving, because you know this is a big money job. Because Pat Sajak has been a part of this show for 41 years, and it's a very popular show, much like Jeopardy. So I don't know why he's leaving. Is anybody depressed that Pat Sajak is leaving Wheel of Fortune? I know a ton of people watch this. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So then I got to thinking, who is going to replace Pat Sajak? He's got a whole year left, so the new person would not have to take over until the fall of 2024. But who's going to stand there and go, do you want to buy a vowel? Oh no, bankrupt. Can I get an H? Can I get a Q? You know, who's going to do this when Pat Sajak is gone? And I thought, well, this is my job. You know, this is a job for me. So I think I'm going to send my resume on over to the Wheel of Fortune people, because I think I could do this job for 41 years. If I start now, I would only be like 60-something after 41 years. So what I feel is that I should take over for Pat Sajak. Now, would you like this if I took over for Pat Sajak on the Wheel of Fortune? Because, you know, that contestant... Well, what's his name? Ken Jennings took over as host of Jeopardy when Alex Trebek went on to his reward a few years ago. So why not me? At least I have a little bit of broadcast experience. I think I could host Wheel of Fortune. Would anybody in... The phones are not ringing off the hook on this one, so maybe you don't want me hosting a Wheel of Fortune. But I think that's right up my alley. You know, that's the type of job you want. You want to stand there and work with Vanna White. I don't think she's leaving. You know, now there's the easiest job in television, punching the letters. She doesn't even have to turn them around anymore. All she has to do is touch them when they light up. I could do this job. This is Scott Spears, and welcome to Wheel of Fortune. All right, let's meet our contestants. Do you want to buy a vowel? Okay. See, I could do this all day long. I could do it for 41 years. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also this morning, I have to touch on the Marion Star, because I had a conversation the other day. Did anybody see the Marion Star, I believe it was this week, where they put a picture of Marilyn Meskey on there, the Miss America from Marion? Now, we're going to take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, here I am early in the morning going to give you a little bit of advice.
Oh, go right ahead.
Are you ready for that? Well, you know, if you've been out and walked around your house or anything, the dew is very heavy out there. Now, how do you spell that dew? Are you a due date or a D-E-W, or how would you express in a text message?
Now, Adam will call me and tell me I'm wrong here in about 10 minutes, but I believe it's D-E-W.
Okay. Just teasing you. Yeah, you know what? I think that it ought to be known nationwide that you're going to take over this place already and get something going.
I think so, too, because I think that's the perfect job for me. It's 5 days a week. I only have to work about 23 minutes a night, and he doesn't do much, you know.
Well, no, and you know what? Your ability is great, because there you are, just sitting there in your house now. Now, you're in your house. And he's got little cue cards. You ever notice him like he's playing canasta or something? He looks at those, a little kind of cards that he sees if the, what letter's coming up and stuff on the wheel, you know?
Oh, yeah, the little blue cards he's got.
But he's got those in his hand, so you wouldn't have to do that because you're kind of freelance on that. You can just keep talking and talking. But you got the word you say, day in and day out on trivia, what is it? Go ahead, caller.
That's right. And good answer. Good answer.
Yeah. And so you're already qualified for it, so I would like to see you get on that. Is there any way we can petition or get something going on that? You qualify for it. That's no problem there. But how are we going to go about that, Scott?
Well, that's a good question. I think what we'll have to do, I'll try to find a phone number for Wheel of Fortune. And then I think if people call would probably be the best way and say, listen, we love Pat Sajak. He's been there for 41 years, and we're sad to see him go. But we got the guy here in Ohio who could make this show, you know, still hum along.
Yeah, and I caught your math there a few moments ago. You said 41 and 20 years or something like that, 61. I thought if you're going to duplicate his, if you're 41 and then you're going to be there, duplicate his 41 years, you'd be 82, wouldn't you?
Well, I would, but, you know, in Hollywood, you have to start early knocking years off your life, you know?
Well, now, are you capable of agreeing with the cosmetic department to bleach your hair later on in life, then, like he did?
Well, heck, I'll bleach it now if that'll get me the job. I'll bleach it today.
And what would your other harem of women say, even Mary Ellen Withrow, if you left Marion and went to, I think that's California area, isn't it, or is it?
It is. Oh, you know, that's a good point, because this harem of women I have here, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sweeten the pot for those Wheel of Fortune people. If they give me the job, we will, because, you know, I like Vanna White, God bless her heart. But we'll send Vanna out with Pat. They'll go out together. You know, bye-bye, 41 years. And I'll tell you what, I'll host the show, and we'll get Mary Ellen Withrow turning those letters.
Well, I don't know why that couldn't be the combination at all. I mean, look at the publicity. And she's known all over the United States for sure, because the money traveled all over the United States here. Everybody her money that she's signed.
And how about this? You know, when they give that gigantic check at the end, she could sign it.
I'll be darned. I never thought about the signature part.
So, yeah. Well, you know, so it'll be, hey, welcome to Wheel of Fortune with your host, Scott Spears, and your letter turner, Mary Ellen Withrow. This show would be more popular than it is now.
Oh, yeah. And what would she wear as a dress, Mary Ellen Withrow? A dress that comes down to the floor, or maybe a slit up the side, and it would be with $1,000 bills attached to it. Would that be appropriate?
Well, I think it would be good because, you know, she's known for the money, and she's also very...
She's known for the good looks.
The good looks, absolutely. And I think she might break some kind of record for turning letters because, you know, she'll be quicker than Vanna White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she knows all about the numeral part of it.
And then at the end, I can say, Mary Ellen, we need you to come sign this check to make it official. That'll be a whole new thing at the end. Hey, Barbara from Minnesota just won $25,000. Mary Ellen, come on over and sign this check.
Okay, now don't flub up on this telephone call or get that resume going because the woman down there in Miami, she might be in a little better mood. Are you going to give her a call again today?
Well, or I'll tell you. First of all, the first thing I would do, because you know the host of Wheel of Fortune has power. The first thing I would do is I'd shut that place down in Miami because they were so rude yesterday on the phone. We would just shut that place down.
Okay. And then how would it be then if former President Trump don't become president anymore and he wants to get on the Wheel of Fortune? How would your guest that enters the head of the guest of appearing on the show, would he come on there and be any trouble in or maybe a bad attitude that he didn't make president or something like that? How does that go? You got to have a guy that handles the show, you know. They always throw a camera up there to him, you know, once in a while.
Well, here's the problem, and you know, I would be more than welcome matter of fact, I would extend the invitation now. Former President Trump, if I am made the new host of Wheel of Fortune with Mary Ellen Withrow as my letter turner, you are more than welcome to be a guest on the show. But I get the feeling if he doesn't win, he's going to say that it's rigged.
Yeah, and it's got to be up in the million. He's got to see, they used to have 1 million card on that wheel. Now they got two. So maybe him and Biden both can be up there at the same time. How would that show would really be taped heavily, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, that's a good point because if I took over in the fall of 2024, that would be just a few months before the election. How about instead of debates, we'll just bring them on the Wheel of Fortune and we'll see who can play that game better.
Well, we got it figured out, so I'll tell you, it's just already cut and dry, like a lot of other things happen around in the world, you know, it's just cut and dried.
And the girls, that you know, I might take one with me, but they're going to have to pay their own way.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to have to take care of that real well, because all the women that you're affiliated with there, you might have a lot of Band-Aids on your around your eyes and on your face, you know, where you get problems for leaving here.
I'll be like Art Modell with the Browns. I'll just pull out in the middle of the night.
Or maybe you can get one of your wrestling buddies or something like that go with you for bodyguard.
You get a little protection. You got it.
Hey, have a good day, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Now, see, right there, we just laid out a plan. You need to call Hollywood. Wheel of Fortune. You know, we love Pat Sajak, we love Vanna White, we love that whole bit for 41 years, but you know, he's leaving. It's his choice. He's decided to go. It's time for me. It's my time to host Wheel of Fortune. And as I say, I'll bring Mary Ellen Withrow. She can turn the letters. It'll be, you know, it'll be exciting. And we'll make that show exciting again. You know, that show will be, can't take your eyes off of it. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, maybe we'll just have Mary Ellen sign the checks, you know, at the end of the show. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? But who am I going to get for a letter turner? Because you know those letter turners. You know Vanna White, she's got to be all made up, and she's got to have the dresses and the whoop-de-doos, and you know, I'm not sure who I know that could be a good letter turner, but you know, and you really don't need any qualifications for that job. All you got to do is know the alphabet. So this could be a thing. I don't know who could be the. I don't know if I know any good. Has to be a woman, apparently. We can't have a man turning the letters. I don't know who would be a good letter turner. And because maybe Mary Ellen wouldn't want to turn the letters. Maybe she would just want to sign the checks. We'll see how this all goes. Let me know what you think. 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour. That's 740-751-4038. All right, back to Marilyn Meskey. I got a message here, by the way, from somebody on the internet. I'm listening. Get back to Marilyn Meskey. Okay, well, I hope you're listening out there. Here's what I wanted to say. And I'm not trying in any way to be mean here about this. And I thought this morning, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut about this. But here's what I want to say. And I like Marilyn Meskey. I think she's got great history here in Marion. I think some of her family members are still here in Marion. But she was Miss America, I believe, back in the 30s or 40s. And here's what I don't understand is why in 2023 she was on the front page of the Marion Star this week. I'm totally confused by this. Because honest to goodness, Marilyn, God bless her heart, is going on to her reward. Marilyn has went on to her reward. And do kids know who Marilyn Meskey is? Are kids even reading the newspaper? And the people who read the newspaper, do they care about Marilyn Meskey? Now, I'm all okay. I'm fine with putting history in the newspaper. But on the front page above the fold, is this really what we need? Marilyn Meskey in 2023? I don't even know if she has any family still around, close family. I know she had a son, but I don't know what became of him. And I know toward the end of her life, she lived in Florida. So I don't know. You know, I think Marilyn, God bless her heart, they put her on the front page of the paper, and I think that's nice in theory. But I don't think it's going to sell newspapers, and I don't think it has anything to do with the news. So I just felt bad about that. Did anybody think that was odd? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Wasn't there anybody in the last half century who's made any news that we could put on the front page? I'm not sure what the whole newspaper's theory is lately for what goes on the front page of the newspaper to sell newspaper. I'm getting feedback this morning, if you hear those dings in the background, from our Marilyn Meskey person, says that kids aren't reading the newspaper. Well, I think that's true, but isn't that who would want to know about Marilyn Meskey? Doesn't the people who are a little bit older, don't they already know about Marilyn Meskey? I don't know. I think it's great that she was Miss America. I don't take anything away from her, but boy, we got a big Marilyn Meskey fan here. Anyone else won Miss America twice? Or Miss Ohio twice? Well, no, I don't know that anybody else has won Miss Ohio twice and went on to win Miss America. And as I say, I give Marilyn all the accolades in the world. I just don't know why she's on the front page. I don't know if she got this much publicity when she won Miss America. So why is this happening in 2023? Does anybody have any theories on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'm getting gone, but not forgotten. Well, that's true. You know, I don't think we should forget her. I think her gown that she wore in Miss America is up at the Historical Society. I don't know that it's on display right now. Well, see, now there's a problem. It should be on... Okay, now I'm going to have to tell you who I'm talking to here this morning because this brings up an interesting point. I'm chatting here, and by the way, and this is how I'm going to refer to her from now on, my dear friend Abby. My dear friend Abby is upset about this morning, and she's out there listening because Abby, I've forgotten this, is related to Marilyn Meskey somehow. She's not just a fan. She's related to her. Now, I don't know what that relation is. I don't think we've ever actually gotten into how she's related to her. But, you know, she's upset now because I'm talking about Marilyn Meskey. And this is really not about Marilyn Meskey. This is about Why is she on the newspaper, on the front page of the newspaper, in 2023? Didn't anything, you know, they're catching parks on fire and offering rewards. That's all I'm saying. Do you think Marilyn Meskey should be on the paper in 2023? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. Oh, now here, we get the relation. She was Abby's great-grandmother's sister. So what does that make her? Now, that would be Abby's great-great-aunt. Is that right? Because her grandmother's sister would be her great-aunt. So I guess Marilyn Meskey would have been her great-great-aunt. Well, hey, you know, that's pretty close in the bloodline. I did not know it was that close in the bloodline. Now, is that legitimate family, or is that like Kentucky family, where it's like shoestring? I don't know. Great-great-aunt, I believe, is what that would have been. So that's a direct descendant of Marilyn Meskey. You know, I did not know all these years that Abby was a direct descendant. I know there was some relation there. I knew we had talked about that at one point. But I did not know that there was a... You know, I wish Abby was here right now. Because did you ever think about getting into beauty pageants and following the family history that your great-great-aunt... Abby is saying to me now that she's basically local royalty. I didn't know that she was local. Well, next time I see her, I'll have to get down and bow or something. I did not know. I did not know that Abby was local royalty. But next time I'm around, Abby, I'll get down and I'll bow. I'll, you know, whatever you do with local royalty. But I wonder, did Abby ever think about getting into these competitions that her great-great-aunt set the bar for? Because somebody should carry on that family tradition. And Abby's got all boys, so you can't do it there. So did she ever think about getting in one of those dresses and doing the things and blah, 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 Miss America, Miss Ohio? You know, we've never talked about this. Of all the things we've talked about, we've never talked about this. Do you think Abby would make a good Miss America, keeping up the family tradition? Somebody should, for Marilyn. Now, see, that story would belong on the front page of the paper. Put that one on the front page of the paper. That Marilyn Meskey's great-great niece is carrying on the family tradition. Now that, I would go for. But here's the problem. I don't think Abby ever met her. And they would have been alive at the same time at one point. All right, let's take this call here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Abby could be your letter turner.
Oh, well, you know what? I never thought about that. Now, that would be interesting because you'd have Marilyn Meskey, former Miss America's great-great-niece. She could be the letter turner, and Mary Ellen could be the check signer.
Yep, there you go.
Now, would you be okay with me taking over Wheel of Fortune if I took Abby and Mary Ellen with me?
Yeah, well, no matter who you took with you, I'd be all right with you being... take that Pat Sajak's place. I think I know you could do it.
Well, and I would dye my hair whatever color his color is. I don't know what he's dyeing that hair. But if people like that, I'll do that.
No, your hair is fine. Everything's just fine. And I think you'd be well suited for it.
Well, so do I, because I could do that. You know, do you want to buy a vowel? You know? Is there an H over there? I could do that. But I think Vanna should go too, just in solidarity with Pat, leave together after 41 years. And we'll get Abby up there turning the letters because she's royalty. And then I think it'll be an amazing transition.
Yeah, I totally agree with it. And now as to why she was in the paper, that's just an ongoing series that Marion made. Every week they feature somebody that's a good person or has made news for Marion. That's just a feature that Star does every week.
What did they say about old Marilyn this week?
That well, she was Miss America, a dazzling smile and talent for tap dancing.
I don't think Abby can tap dance.
Well, I don't know. She's pretty agile. I think she does that, still doing that bungee stuff. You got to be pretty agile to do all that. And she's pretty, has a good figure for the dresses. It'd be good for that.
You know, I don't know if she has any. I just edited that in my head that I was about to say something mean, and I didn't mean it to be mean. But I don't know if Abby has any talent, because I know she doesn't sing. I know she doesn't play an instrument. I don't know if she has, like, a dancing. I don't know if she can dance. You know, I did hear her sing once, though. She recorded a video at a Garth Brooks concert, and I heard her singing, and it was interesting.
Well, what talent does Vanna have except for walking?
Well, that's true.
Walking in those heels.
Well, that's true. But I think we should step it up if I take over the show, because maybe the person could tap dance across the letter thing over there.
Oh my goodness!
I tell you that Wheel of Fortune show would be number one.
You'll have to learn some ballroom dancing too, so you could be like Fred and Ginger.
Well, that's true. You know, yeah, could have a little when the show gets boring. We could have a little ballroom dance, and Mary Ellen, I'm sure, knows how to ballroom dance, so it'd be fine. I don't know why
we've got it all planned out.
Well, why would these Wheel of Fortune people ever turn this down? They're making a big mistake if they turn this down.
You have to make a what do they call those tapes when they do interviews? Audition.
I'll make an audition. We'll get Abby in a, I don't know if she has a gown, but we'll get her in a gown, turn in letters, and we'll get Mary Ellen signing checks, and we'll show people how this will all be done.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. Now, see, Abby has stopped talking now. She must have, well, I don't know. I and again, I'm not saying this to be mean. I don't know if she has a talent. I don't know if she's ever danced. I don't know if she sings. She tells me she doesn't sing. I don't think she plays an instrument. I don't know if she writes good, but that's not really a talent you would want to see on television. I don't know if she has any, what do you call those talents that are outward? Like Marilyn Meskey had the tap dancing. I didn't even know I guess I did know she was a tap dancer, because I think Martha Douse learned to tap dance from Marilyn Meskey. So I guess I did know that. I don't know. What do you think of this idea? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know you make a boatload of money doing this. You know, this Pat Sajak, he's made, billions of dollars. And Vanna White, billions of dollars. You know, so they've got money. They could hire us all right up. And they're every night at 7 or 7:30, whenever that show's on. And I really think this would set a precedent. Because they took that Ken Jennings, nobody knew who he was, and made him the host of Jeopardy. I really think this is the way to go. So the Marilyn Meskey piece in the Marion Star, I guess, was just a Marion made piece. And again, I'm not trying to be critical of the Marion Star or anybody else. I'm just saying that I don't know if that sells newspapers. But God bless them for trying. Okay, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. We've got a whole little plan worked out here now. Does anybody think this is the right way to go? Take over Wheel of Fortune. Make it a hit. Well, it's already a hit. Make it a bigger hit. Take it to the next level for the 21st century. Okay, well, what else do we have here to talk about this morning? Well, I'll tell you, and I'm going to use the word commode here. instead of other words that are not so nice. But I think everybody knows what a commode is. I have two commodes in my house. Now, one works just fine. But the other one, for about 2 years, did not work properly. And I had people in here to repair it two or three times, and they could not fix it. They had no idea what was wrong with this thing. They would fix it, and then they would leave, and then it would start to run again. It would just start running out of the blue. Now, I believe this is called a phantom flush. So, finally, this past weekend, I got somebody over here to work on this commode, and now my phantom flush, I believe, is gone. And I now again have two working commodes. I think this is call for celebration. And you know, the whole thing about these two working commodes is that now I'll be leaving town. I'll be heading to Hollywood. The only way I would ever take another job is if everybody could still see me in this area. And then I'll have to, you know, get the other women, you know, we'll just have to leave them behind. Because you never know who you'd meet in Hollywood. Oh, you know who I think is in Hollywood is that Ashley Williams. My goodness. Go right out there, set everything up. Wouldn't that be a thing? You know, I don't know if Abby has stopped listening, but I was curious to know if she ever thought about entering beauty pageants since it's a family tradition. That's interesting. But I don't know if she has the talent for the beauty pageant. So if she ever returns to the radio, maybe we'll get an answer to that. 740-751-4038. That's 740. Did I say the right number? 740-751-4038. You know, sometimes you start talking, you don't know what you're saying. We've got about 5 minutes left in this hour. Does anybody have anything they would like to add to this conversation? 740-751-4038. I don't know. Maybe. You never know.
Go ahead, caller.
I still like the young lady up there, Stuart Rootbeer.
Oh, Michelle! You'd like to see her turn in the letters?
Yeah. You got some qualification on your agenda there. I'll tell you, you got a number of women that can do it, and obviously a man isn't going to do that. We can't have two men on one show.
No, and you know, Michelle would be absolutely. I think Michelle knows the alphabet, so I think she certainly would be qualified. And
the other lady in a swimsuit contest. Of course, I think they done away with the swimsuit contest, haven't they?
I think they did. But you know what? This will sound rude, but I'm not trying to be. I don't think I've ever seen Michelle in a dress. I mean, I'm sure she would wear one if she got the Wheel of Fortune job, but I'm sure she'd look fine in a dress.
Yeah, because I never seen a woman or young lady when we was going to school, they all wore dresses, you know? That was mandatory.
Yeah, usually when I have seen Michelle, now when I worked with her at school, she dressed very nice, you know, khaki pants and a very nice sweater every day. And I see her at Stewart's, but that's a hard job, so she usually wears jeans and, like, a hoodie. But I don't know that I've ever seen her in a dress.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw a couple extra in there, you know, for in case somebody got sick, you have to have a fill-in.
Hey, what do you think about Abby being the great-great-niece of Marilyn Meskey? Do you think she's ever been in a beauty pageant?
I don't know nothing about that. I know who they're speaking of. The mural isn't really... According to when Charlie was around and saying that they never completed that mural on the wall on the building up there. So that's about all I know about that. And I haven't drove by there and been able to look up there for years, you know. I don't know how long that's been there. Do you have any idea or any listeners how long that mural's been there?
Maybe 30 years.
Then she gets a picture on the front page of the Star?
Yeah, I don't know. See, I just don't know if people knew who she was, but maybe it let people know. I don't know.
Okay, I'll close her out. You have a good day, Scotty.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Phone lines again are open here, 740-751-4038, 58 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to add anything to this conversation, weigh in. Now, see, this has turned into a very interesting conversation here this morning. Now, I really don't think I have ever seen Michelle in a dress. Not that there'd be any call for me to see her in a dress. As I said, I only saw her at school, and I've seen her at the root beer stand. But I don't think I've ever seen her in a dress. So there you go. I'm sure she looks fine in a dress. I don't know if she owns a dress. But the letter turner, I mean, you really got to be in a dress for that. You got to be in a dress. You got to know the alphabet. You have to know what the puzzle says. Although I don't think you have to speak. I don't think that the letter turner speaks. Does Vanna speak on that show? It's very rare. Now, see, that would be hard for either one of those women, Michelle or Abby, to sit there and let me do all the talking. Right there would be a big problem right off the bat because they would want to talk. You know, I would say, do you want to buy a vowel? They'd say, I'll buy an E. And I would say, give me an E. And they would say, well, why, you know, why did you ask them to buy a vowel? You know, they'd argue. That's how it would go. But that could be the new Wheel of Fortune. Back and forth. I'm telling you, this is going to be a thing. Mary Ellen and myself, a part of the new Wheel of Fortune as Pat Sajak goes into the sunset. We're going to be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas. Chucky!